Blog Talk Radio.
Maestro? Fuck you. Fuck you. Don't worry.
What's going on with you today, family? Let me turn on my mic. Party people, how you doing? How you feeling? How you living? Welcome, everybody, to the Angry Divas Radio Show. I'm your host with the most, the Triple Dark Goddess. Yep. I be she me her. Y'all know how we do this thing. Housekeeping. We come to you live every weekday. That's Monday through Friday from 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. I'm feeling good. It's Friday. It is Friday. That's one of my favorite friggin' days of the week. Always has been. The only followed up, or I guess you can say preceded by the day of the sun, Sunday. I love Friday for the representation of Freya, Venus, the feminine. I mean, it is just a great day. Usually these are the days that, you know, I mean, I'm keeping the show short anyway for the summertime because it fits my schedule. But Friday is free day for me, and I'm going to go get half naked and real dark. Yeah. That's what I'm going to do. It's beautiful outside. Boston finally decided to act like it was spring the day before summer solstice. Ain't that about a bitch? Ain't that a bitch? Finally, we done got some spring weather around here consistently, you know, and it hasn't been gross and overcast and 45 degrees and 35 degrees and other such things, you know. It was getting to be a bit crazy. I was going between the AC and the heat, you know. I didn't even put the gas back on. I said, man, to hell with that. I don't have time for that. I'll just put, like, the space heater and plug it up. So if I get up and it's decided to drop below 30, I can just hit the space heater button. God. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. I had a thing that I saw yesterday. This is terrible. There's a couple of things that I saw yesterday that were terrible, and we're going to talk a little bit about them. One is Jeremy Meeks. Now, if you have not heard anything about him, this fool was arrested in a gun sweep in Stockton, California on Wednesday. The fool's mugshot apparently has made women go crazy. Just fucking crazy. So, when they said that, I didn't believe the shit. I'm not a believer. I am not a believer. I have to go and dip my own big toe in the water, stick my leg in to see what the fuck is like. Ain't gonna make no believer out of me. You know? I have to know a thing for myself. If I don't know it for myself, I'm not co-signing. I'm just not. I mean, I can honor that that's what it represents for you, and I can agree with your perspective, but if it ain't what resonates with me, why should I change mine, you know? So my perspective was that they were lying and that they were doing some old misogynistic bullshit, like three bitches that posted a comment, and they said, oh, look at what the women have done for three women, okay? That's what my, you know, gut reaction, not gut, my knee-jerk reaction was, that somehow, some way, they had, you know, blown this way out of proportion, and they were using, like, three women to represent all women. So I go to the Stockton Police's page on Facebook, and I look up the shit for myself, and I go through the comment section. Now, they've got it set up with all four of the suspects, we'll call them, who were involved in this gun raid, the mugshots of all four of the suspects. And I go through, and I see one rat-eyed bastard after the next, you know. And then I see, what's his butts, right? So I'm looking at this picture. First of all, I don't know about you. Whatever your personal proclivities are, that's you. Whatever floats your boat and finds your lost remote, boom, do you. I'm all right with that. Fine. It does not mean that I agree. It doesn't mean that I'm not going to have my view on it, just like you got your view on your shit, too. But it does mean that, you know, you do what you want to do. But for me, these little green-eyed, yellow-eyed, light brown-eyed men, that's not attractive to me. That shit is scary. That shit is frightening. I have never found that to be an attractive feature. Now, if that is what floats your boat and finds your lost remote, by all means, have at it. But when I looked at him, I was like, what is the appeal? I mean, what is the appeal? But comparatively, I have to say, as a woman, comparatively, when you put him up against the other rat-eyed fuck, I get the point. I get it. All I'm going to say is, y'all, this is the reason that we did not get the vote until 1920. This is why. That's all I got. You motherfuckers. These bros are talking about, does he need money on his commissary? Do not make me go get the comments. I'm not doing it. I'm not even going to do it for the vine. I'm not. I'm just not going to do it. I fucking refuse to do the shit. Okay? But now, I just wanted to put out there that when I talk about women being our own enemy and you get mad at me, there are a plethora of examples to verify my position. What, pray tell, have you? That's it. All right? Now, somehow, some way, this shit done made its way to be a meme. I mean, there's an article. Someone shared this shit with me so that we could talk about it because for whatever reason, they just decided this should be the topic today. And I am never one to disappoint. Jeremy Meek's mugshot is officially a meme. The thirst is real, allegedly. You know, it's not even alleged. I, Triple Dark, went over and investigated for myself and can verify that the shit happened. Saw it with my own two eyes. And if you don't believe me, take your ass over to the Stockton Police page on Facebook. Matter of fact, give me, like, I don't know, another 10, 20 minutes, and it will be on the Angry Divas fan page. You can see for yourself. Okay? The thirst is indeed real, okay? Y'all trying to get your summer boo and shit, but he is on lock, all right? And I don't know about you, but pen pals don't booty grab, so get over it. Throw that shit up. All right. Let's get into this ridiculousness. There's actually other important things to talk about, you motherfuckers. The Stockton Police Department's Facebook page, which regularly posts mugshots of suspects, has gotten 15,665 likes for this particular photo. The post has been shared 499 times as of press time. Meek's mugshot is officially a meme. After having been covered by TMZ, USA Today, Jezebel, and even US Weekly, the handsome felon mugshot is being photoshopped into high-end fashion ads, as a Business Insider points out. On Twitter, the hashtag Jeremy Meeks is trending in the US. Only in the fucking United States can you be made famous for being a pretty criminal. Honest to God. Only here. Is this life? Is this life? I'm really reading this. This is life. This happened. Like, this is a thing, and I am reading it on my show. Oh, my God. I just realized what was happening. So, then in Photoshop, this man's mugshot, mind you. Mugshot. He then photoshopped his mugshot into a Calvin Klein ad. You go, boss. Givenchy. I mean, Dolce & Gabbana. At the end of it, they say, fuck Fitz. Jeremy, I'm coming. And it is your girl, Olivia Pope. Lord have mercy. I can't. The internet needs his ass beat. Oh, my God. Apparently, he's married, ladies, and he got kids, okay? And he's married to a white woman. So, y'all can all sew that shit up. He is not for you. You sew that shit up, he ain't for you. All right? What's that shit T.I. said? No mediocre? Yeah, you ain't. Did y'all see that shit? And what the hell is an Iggy Azalea? Did I say it right? I'm late. I don't know who the hell these people are. I don't pay attention. I don't pay attention. I have no idea who these people are or what they're saying, okay? But someone sent me that shit yesterday, and I posted it to my page and said, long sigh. Long fucking sigh. All right. In other interesting news, this isn't a actual sick ass. What am I saying? Sick ass? What's the number six coming for? What's your walk, sick? Let's get up the numerology of six. Because I feel like everything happens for a reason, and if it comes off my tongue, it's for a reason. So let's follow that. All right. In numerology, each of the nine single-digit numbers has a personality. All right, yada, yada, yada. The six is considered the most harmonious of all single-digit numbers. It is not without its flaws and upsets. The most important influence of the six is its loving and caring nature, properly nicknamed the motherhood number. This is some bullshit. It's all about sacrificing, caring, healing, protecting, and teaching others. Actually, I do a lot of that. No family or community can function without the power of the six to keep them together, and glue that keeps a family or community together. There are, however, times when the six becomes too involved in the lives of those dear to her. Ooh, y'all, I have a bad habit with that. Can we, y'all, ooh, I done told on myself and didn't even mean to. There it is. Yes, in all of that, Diva don't give a fuck no more, is a whole lot of I care too much to go on. Someone, please, take this chalice. Me! Take the chalice! If I can just be perfectly honest. All right, let's go back to it. La, 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 la. All right. Becomes too involved in the lives of those dear to her to the point that she becomes intrusive and meddling. Yes. Triple has had that problem in the past. Other times, she takes her sacrificing nature too far and becomes a doormat to be abused and trampled on. I've been there, done that dumb shit too, yo. Nevertheless, she is genuinely appreciated and adored in return. Yes, that's also true. For this reason, the six is considered the only number harmonious with all other numbers. Creating an environment of peace and harmony is always her strongest impulse. In addition, she loves to teach and guide others, especially the young, old, and less fortunate. All right, and it goes on talking about six, and I'll post this to the page too. So, interestingly enough, that was, the numerology of six a little bit. Since the letter six, the word six kept coming out of my mouth, and I think that's pretty interesting, given what I wanted to talk about is Dallas County Commissioners unwittingly back slavery reparations. Now, let me get this and put it in the chat room. I ain't even looked in the chat room since we began. Okay. Peace to everybody. All right. And I've got a link here. Okay. I'll check that out later. Thank you. Welcome to the people in the chat room. All right. Thank you for sharing that. So there goes the article I'm about to read, right? This is real deal. All right, so John Wiley Price's resolution went beyond taking note of Juneteenth, which was yesterday. Yeah, I don't honor that slave shit, okay? The reason that I don't, thank you, H2O, I appreciate it, I will read it. The reason I don't honor that slave shit is because I'm tired of that narrative. I'm told you I'm not a believer, and I do not believe the evidence that the white man has submitted the way that you all do. I don't believe it. I can't believe it. I can't. I won't. There's a part of me that refuses to. Because in my view, just look at it from my perspective and understand I'm younger than y'all. I understand that very fucking instantly, all right? You need to understand that too. All right? For all of the, you know, smartness and all that shit, I'm still but a child. Now, the reason that I cannot believe this narrative, the reason that my soul won't let me, is because what it also says to me, the piece that I pick up in that, is that our people were so weak or stupid or unaware that we could allow such a thing as this to befall us globally, that we are so unprotected, unguarded, and unloved that this could happen to us. So it's not something that I can receive. It's not something that feels good. It never felt good to me being a child in school. And everybody talks about their heritage, and you've got these Greeks and these Jews and, you know, these quote-unquote Irish and everybody. And the only thing we ever learned as little black children was our ancestors were slaves. That never felt good. I never believed that. Moreover, my people are Native, and they told us our real history. It's always been passed from matriarch to matriarch to matriarch. It is an oral history. That is oracle. That's where that comes from. That's a part of it. So to me, these things, while I am aware of them, they are not a part of my everyday life and living. I am not a part of the slave caste. I've never wanted to nor enjoyed having to subscribe to these things as norms. It's just never been a part of my makeup. Now, whatever is a part of your makeup, that's fine for you or not fine, whichever way, you know, whichever one works for you. But for me, this is not a part of my reality. But what I am glad for is that somebody, some black, has finally exploited the gnosis that these motherfuckers don't read. They don't read. They don't read. They don't study shit. And finally has introduced this shit. I used to say it as a child. Whenever the adults would complain that they had introduced some sort of legislation into a bill that ain't even had nothing to do with the bill, my constant refrain was always, then why the hell don't some of these black lawmakers do that for us? Then as I got older and my consciousness expanded outside of just being black but also into being a female-bodied person, it became for me, why aren't women exploiting the fact that these people don't read these bills and introduce something that's in there that's for us? So finally, a brother has done that shit. It's like somebody was listening to Little Triple Dark as a little girl saying this to the adults and did this shit. Finally, 2014, June 17th, here we go. The Dallas County Commissioner's Court declared Tuesday that African Americans deserve reparations for slavery, even though most commissioners didn't seem to know that they were doing so. The issue arose in a resolution written by John Wiley Price. There is a God. Praise be to God. The county's only black commissioner, described only as a Juneteenth resolution. It was approved unanimously, okay? Other commissioners admitted after their meeting on Tuesday that they hadn't read the document before voting on it. Commissioner Mike Cantrell, the court's lone Republican, later changed his vote to an abstention. I think that's how you're supposed to say that. The reason why I didn't abstain this morning, yep, I said it right, is that I had not received a copy of the resolution. The reason why you didn't is that you didn't receive a copy. That doesn't make sense. Listen now, I'm a dyslexic, so maybe I'm seeing some different shit here. The reason why I didn't abstain this morning is that I had not received a copy of the resolution. So he's saying the reason that he didn't pull his vote in the beginning is that he didn't have a copy. Okay, I got it. So he's trying to say that he had no idea because he hadn't had a copy to read it. So they have gone on in here and erased all the electronic copies like they just did with that chick's email. What was her name? Somebody help me. They erased the document so that they could stand and say they didn't have a copy, not we just don't read shit, we just fucking vote and sign it in because we were patriots. All right. None of the other commissioners changed their votes. All right, so, you know, none of the other Republicans or Democrats, actually, they said he was the only Republican, so nobody else changed their votes. The Dixiecrats are, you know, in your favor. Meaning the resolution remains the county's official position. It is, however, a non-binding resolution, and no tax money will change hands as a result of its passage. Then why the fuck are we celebrating this shit, and why is everybody black posting this shit like Jesus came back? What the fuck? Ain't no reason at all to read this anymore. Listen. There's no money that's going to change hands as a result of the passage of the fucking resolution, which means to me that it's just like the damn 13th to 14th Amendment. We don't reneged again. Okay, so now what the adults were saying when Triple was a child and asked the question, how come nobody just introduces the bill? They don't never read anything. How come we don't put in one for reparations? Because they always renege on the nigger. Yes. That's why. Always. Always going to renege on every contract, every treaty, every deal, just like they did with our ancient peoples when they first came to this land with their smallpox blankets and their sexually transmitted disease. You know? All right. I got it. I got it. I don't even want to read that shit no more. It just pissed me off. I'm going to move along to something else. So this is some other shit that's sick and pissed me off. And I actually, you know, Valkyrie, because you listen to the archives sometimes, but if you're listening to me right now telepathically, I want you to know that I'm going to kick your ass. I am. And here's why. Valkyrie insists for months that this movie, Pain and Gain, is a good fucking movie. She insists that there's man candy and some more shit. I'll wait till it's on Netflix because I'm not buying it. Fuck it, because if I hate it, now I'm stuck with it, and I spent real money, you know? I spent real money on it. So, it's on Netflix. I'm not doing nothing. I figure I have nothing better to do with my time than waste it. Let's check out this movie that Valkyrie swore up and down for months was the hotness. So I watched the movie. Have you seen the movie Pain and Gain? It's got The Rock and Wahlberg in it, you know? I only gave him a clap because he's a hometown boy. Mark Wahlberg, you know. Boston! Anyway, so I watched the damn movie. I think it's stupid. I didn't enjoy any of it. The scene that she was hooting and hollering over was like 2 seconds to 3 seconds long. I don't know. Anyway, one of the things in the movie that I picked up on was the black guy was all jacked up on steroids, right? And he was drinking breast milk or something to try to put on protein and weight, right? So when I saw that shit, I was like, yo, they put that in the fucking movie as an advertisement. We're going to see motherfuckers doing this. Now, I called Valkyrie, and I said just such to her. And she said, ew, nigga, ew. And I said, no, watch. That shit was advertising. When that movie came out, oh, man, that shit's been advertised for at least a year now. It's going to be happening. Well, I just so happened to see the movie not 4 days ago. And yet, yesterday, this article is posted on Madame Noir. If it's okay with moms, athletes purchase breast milk for $2.50. Says it helps restore energy. You rat bastard fucks. You know, men are just insidious. You steal from the women, you steal from the babies, all the baby's life. Now you gonna steal from the baby in utero too? Let's get into this sick ass shit. All right. Now, I said this was going to happen to fucking Valkyrie. I said this shit. I'm going to call her and cuss her out for even making me aware of this. Because I swear this has only come up because I just said it. Anyway, some athletes are turning into an alternative liquid. Turning to an alternative. Yeah, they are turning into an alternative liquid. Jesus. Some athletes are turning to an alternative liquid other than energy drinks. Is that because they just recently put out that fucking Gatorade ain't shit? I know. Let's go get nature's Gatorade. Breast milk, you make my day. What the fuck? Anyway. At least they made sure it was human. I mean, we've been drinking cow breast milk for centuries. They're relying on human breast milk for boosting energy and overall health. Only the breast and human... Oh, my God, I did this too. Do you all remember when I said Titty Free Friday? Do y'all remember the Titty Free Friday show? Go back in the archives on the Angry Divas radio show and check out the Titty Free Friday episode when I started up a titty free movement and I said, who got five on it? Angry Divas got 20 on it. I think we raised $45 in 20 minutes. You know what I mean? And, you know, it was a... I said that the way that we... This is what I get. This is what I get for talking. Oh, my God. I said that if all the so-called heel goddesses who just love men and us man-hating, evil, bitter feminist bitches just needed to shut up, then why don't y'all do a breastfeed-a-thon and just nurse these men back into health and loving them? What are y'all? I'm going to stop talking because I should have been in on that. And where is my chat? You know? Shit. These athlete motherfuckers owe me a check. LeVar Burton's punk ass owes me a check. I did that shit. Angry Divas did that shit, folks. Check that out. I did that. That's right. You take credit for yourself, because if you wait for somebody else to give it to you, you will die. Wait. Anyway, this is totally 150 fucking percent my fault. This is what I get. I know that the power of life and death lies in the tongue, and I have been very careless. Not careless, but not giving a fuck either. Yes, I've been careful, but also just not giving a damn about what the... Yeah, let's just fucking see what happens. You know, fuck. Let's play with the chaos, you know? So that's what I've been on. But anyway, let's get back to this fucking article. Only the breast and human milk for human babies are two sites where a number of athletes buy the milk for $2.50 an ounce. So these women are putting their milk out there with the intention of aiding other women who cannot produce milk for their babies. And these rich motherfuckers are paying $2.50 instead of giving more. See, this is why it does not pay to be the goddess for free. We have got to stop doing goddess shit for these men for free, including fucking them, which is a goddess profession and position. Hello, the sacred prostitute, the holy whore. Fucking them for free is stupid. Every time you fuck, I don't care if you married to him. You've been married to that nigga for 20 years. You better start charging him. Show that name your price. That's right. We have got to stop doing goddess shit for free. Why don't they know to kick in and, I mean, let me finish reading the article. Who knows? Maybe I'm jumping the gun. Hold on, Triple. Maybe they did donate to the cause, and they're not just paying $2.50 an ounce. Maybe they're giving more than that, right? Okay, let's read. Anthony, a 30-something-year-old from Queens, NewYorkMag.com, or told NewYorkMag.com that there are a lot of guys at different gyms who consume the good stuff, and he doesn't care about what the critics who thinks it's weird have to say. I don't believe in steroids or any other supplements, none of that garbage. I want natural stuff that's God-given. If it's okay with moms looking to get rid of the breast milk, I'll take it. He's among many athletic men who feel drinking breast milk makes them feel healthier. David from Brooklyn stated drinking breast milk 3 years ago rid him of nausea caused by chemotherapy. And another man, Jason Nash, tried breast milk with him when him and his wife welcomed their first child, and he felt it prevents illness. All right. So, no, that's the end of the article. They say you can read more on yourweb.com. And so I'm clicking that to see if it goes further, because nowhere did they say that these rat fucks are contributing to the cause or honoring the goddess in any way, shape, and form. And so I am inclined to believe that it is not happening, because if it was happening, all right, they would have said something, right or wrong. That's just how I feel. So, again, to all the women who do goddess shit for free, fucking men, encouraging their dreams, standing beside his ass, all of that shit that we do for free, having his babies, darning his socks, cooking his meals, all that shit you do for free. You can't even get this nigga to take you to Applebee's 2 for 20. You tell him like my grandmama told me. My grandmama was a shaman. She said to me, you never walk through any door empty-handed. Ever. Every time you walk through a door, you bring something, because you're taking something away. So to you men who have no honor, because you are men, you're not masculine, and feminine, energized, you're just men. You animal, you don't know how to give back, fine, we get it. You must give back, you fuck. Okay? And to all of you broads who think, oh, we should just give freely. The earth just gives us freely. No, she doesn't. You know how you know she doesn't give freely? Next time your basement floods or a tornado blows through your fucking town or some old shit, okay? Or a hurricane, like what happens up here, hurricane, you knocking over trees and fucking up houses and shit. I will never forget that one year. It knocked in our damn bedroom. It was horrible. I have experienced the earth rage. She don't do shit for free either. It costs us something. Honest to God, women, because we don't put a value on things, like we say shit like, it's priceless. You realize what you're saying? It's priceless. It is without price. It's free. That doesn't mean it's of great value. It's priceless. That just means you don't know the value. You have priced it less than its value because you don't know its worth. You better start putting a price on some shit, goddammit. Name your price. I'm going to rename today's show, Name Your Price. I am. Fuck you, Friday. Name your price. Oh, my God. Nowhere did it say that these men are paying for this. Nowhere. You know? Nowhere at all. This is some craziness. Why do we give up these things for free? Why do we do these goddess things for free? Why do we as black people expect other people to do God shit for free? I don't believe in that. I don't understand people who just give freely, 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 freely. I don't see the value of that. I know you got to be making sure you cover yourself and get something back. Otherwise, you'll never be blessed. You got to cover yourself. It doesn't mean you can't give. Let me make sure I clarify, because shit, people hear what they want. It doesn't mean you can't give of yourself. It doesn't mean you can't give freely. It just means don't put yourself in the sacrifice seat. Now, there are women all over the world who can't draw milk and feed their babies. And these women put this milk out here to be nourishing to other babies, not grown motherfuckers, okay? However, if the grown motherfuckers are going to contribute, give something more than that. Let's come outside of just taking. You know, I know we live in a consumer culture, but especially these athletes, you know, these professional athletes who are doing this shit. Y'all need to be opening up your own breast milk bank or some shit, you know? Pay something. Dang, pay. Motherfuckers will go to the strip club and make it rain on these hoes for $2.50 for God's milk. We got this shit backwards. Listen, when I tell you that motherhood is not valued and you get mad at me, all I'm going to keep doing is finding shit like this to prove to you I'm not just saying it. I wish I was wrong. Listen, we got about 3 minutes before we go into overtime. I did not open Nan Mike. We got all ones on the line. Did you want to say something? Your mic is open. You're on with the Angry Divas. It's a Skype call or something. Computer call. All ones. All ones in the house. Nope. All right. 775-338. You're on with the Angry Divas. Did you want to say something? Hello? 775-338. No, I don't think you meant to put your hand up. That's fine. I'm going to mute you back. Got a lot of background noise anyway. Galactic, your mic is open. You're on with the Angry Diva. What's going on with you? Happy fuck you, free your Friday. I'll be in this bitch. Anyway.
Oh, man.
I love Friday.
Hey,
I do.
I wanted to share something with you. I was I was listening to and this is, I don't know if you did this segue already, because you always do your Don Nicolione segue. Now I'm about to do a Don Nicolione segue. I was listening to the show the other day when she broke down the story of Adam and Eve. Were you there for that one? Did you hear that one?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't. My schedule was changing. What day was it? So I can go listen to it.
I think it was, let me see. Today is Friday. I think she did this on Wednesday, I think.
Yeah, I was out Wednesday. I was out and about.
And
you know how it is, man. You be trying to keep your phone battery and shit.
Right, right.
I'd be called in a WGAG, my battery would be dead.
And
anyway, that's the beginning there. You were saying
she broke it down because it's a story that basically is universal. Everybody can identify with it, whether you're religious or not. You know about Adam and Eve. And when she broke it down, you know, I keep my Bible like 2 feet from me. Not that I'm a Christian, not any of that. It's just that I understand the importance of the book, and I read it more so on
an
esoteric.
It's a great sorcery book. It's a great
right.
book of sorcery. I keep one too, Galactic. I got one from the 1800s in my motherfucking house. Okay?
And what she talked about, and this was just so on point, and that's what I love about Dawn, is that she can take some shit and really break it down to where you got to go and do your own homework, and it'll be shit
Absolutely.
That you know about. It'll be shit
yep,
that you
know about. Yeah, but she says it in a whole different way that you never
exactly.
saw it that way before.
And what
I love
did
that
was,
shit.
And,
hold up, wait. We got 10 seconds. Oh, shit, I was into what you were saying. 10 seconds and we're in overtime. If that's your time with us today, peace be your journey. 347-826-9930. We're in overtime officially. Thank you. And we're going to go on. All right, Galactic, listen. You got all of 3 minutes to give me the breakdown.
Okay. The breakdown is this. And it won't even take 3 minutes. The breakdown is this. Basically, she took the story and told, according to the story, she said why women were gods first.
Mm-hmm.
Real simple. She talked about
yep.
the serpent talking to Eve. She talked
yes.
about the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Developing intellect in her first, yes.
And how the woman passed it off to the man.
Yes.
And then
which made
all,
he
and
was
then
her
all
creation.
Hell
she created
all
wisdom in him, correct?
Exactly.
Yep, and all hell broke
exactly.
loose. Now, Galactic, I'm glad you actually said that because, you know, here you come in. You know, you and Cosmic have this uncanny way of, I don't know, telepathically picking up on the next shit I'm about to jump off into, because I was just segueing into that goddess thing. Talk about the original and how we fell and how we got here, right? So I want to read this, which is from the Cosmic Yoniverse 13 page, right? And I said, this is the absolute truth. And all the women who are in denial, it's because they're either invested in the myth or they are the remnant of the renegade whores who sold us out to men. But the women who fight you, saying the real war is between two women, these are our defected sibyls, the man lovers who curse us all for their needs to dick love under the guise of family. The desecration, disrespect, and dismantling of Mama Matriarch was an inside job done by females whom were jealous and envious of the oracles. This was not solely accomplished by the males. The males had help in the raping of Mama Matriarch. She spelled it that way. Also, this has a lot to do with males' original perception of women as the personification of evil. Now, I just recently reshared that. This is not the first time that I have seen that. This is not my first knowing of it, any of that. This is something I have been saying in my own way since I was about 9 years old. It's now that we have the language, the gnosis, and the esotericism to really understand and break it down. All of us, and me especially. This was fucking important to me. This was a life-saving, life-changing moment for me. That what we have here, and this is something that I have said before and I will say again, what we really have going on down here is an illusion of man. Man is not real. We do not need any more man on the planet. We need women to stop reproducing man, the myth. The illusion. You are not a man just because you have a penis. It does not make you a man or a male. There is no man. There is no male. Now, in this particular thread, I see the women going in, yeah, we're female and Iron Man and all this here and the menstrual. And I'm going to say, I know it was the blood for me. Listen, let's get all of that iron shit out of us. Why else do you think we're bleeding every month? Does it make sense to you? If not for the fact that it is a sacrifice, first of all, we need not bloodlet anymore. Women bleed every day on this planet. Every fucking day. But we want to retain the very thing that our body itself was designed to reject, to purge, as you said the other day, brother, to detox. That is why I know it was the blood for me. Let's take that outside of the religiousness of the Bible and apply that shit to our real life. No man bleeds on this planet unless he is cut and injured. So whose blood is it that gives you strength from day to day and shall never lose its power? Your own. That's how we get that fee out of us, that female, that iron illusion, that poison that's in us. That's how we push it out. Stop privileging this Iron Man fuckery. Give him back his shit. I have seen way too many women call themselves matriarchs and want to talk about the mind and the iron and all of this is ours and we need to not reject it. If we need to not you know who usually says it? A bitch who ain't bleeding no more. Mm. She don't want us to continue to have opportunities to get free because she's more man now than she was woman. Her estrogen has begun to deplete. She is not refreshing herself. She's not pushing he out of her. She's not pushing the male out of her feet, out of her womb. She is all woe man. She is not wombin anymore, the womb. It's a missing piece there. This is something that is so freaking important and vital, and a whole lot of people ain't going to catch it. They're going to get mad. Oh, well, fuck it. Went over your head. Oh, well. Because I see women who argue this down. So I created a gift. I created this. Angry Divas did this one, and the Cosmic Universe snatched that shit and ran with it. I ain't even mad. I said, what if the patriarchy is a myth? The real war is the woman against the woe man, and the sisterhood is what cursed the planet and all her kingdoms. And when I say kingdoms, I don't just mean your castles and your court. I'm talking about every kingdom, from ant to planimal, too. Ant to planimal, look at me. My God, dyslexia done got my ass today on Friday. From plant to animal fucking, too. I'm pissed about this. You know I'm mad because I'm fucking up the word. I got to slow the fuck down. That shit pisses me off that we still don't get it. And I think that it's good that it pisses me off, to be perfectly honest with you, no matter what. Because as long as I'm vexed by it, I'm not going to be cozying up to fuckery and allowing it to do shit to my life, that I'm going to blame something outside of myself and get right back into the very trap that I got out of. Once you get out and you see it, you just run, man, and you process that information every way that you can. But I'm telling you that this war, real quick, I'm going to finish this, this war is not even with the men. That's an illusion. They created this whole illusion of man, male, boy, father to get us to forget that it's two women fighting each other. One woman who does not want this illusion, and one woman who does. It's always been that way. It always will be. This is ancient. This isn't new or news. This is old.
Can I share something with you?
Yes, by all means, please.
You got a fire under you.
Give me an opportunity to get some water and get my mouth not dry.
Yeah. You need that. Time out. Time out. I'm signaling to the refs, time out. She needs a break. With that being said, you got a fire under you, man. Something didn't happen in the day. You lit like a Christmas tree. You charged like a socket. But I feel you. I know exactly. Mm-hmm. Let me rephrase that. I don't know exactly where you're coming from. I feel where you're coming from.
That's better.
And I think that it's really important. I was talking to a friend yesterday, and she normally does a show, and I asked her, I said, and she didn't do the show, but then I inspired her. I said, you know what? You need to do a show on why women are constantly seeking validation through men. And you know what inspired that? You did.
Of course.
Because
the angry diva
Hold up. Before you start tooting your own horn, I have to admit I have to admit this, though. You make me rethink a lot of things where I have to go back and check the annals of history and look in the shit and be like, damn, did she really say that? Let me go back and do some homework. And every time I do it, I come back with the same results. She's right. So,
you know, Galactic.
Let me finish this thought. When we did the show yesterday, I was going in, and I knew by me going in, it was going to be niggas like, what the fuck is this nigga on? What the fuck is he talking about? But at the same time, I knew that they couldn't dispute anything that I was saying. And I asked a simple question. When it comes to abortion, which we have shows on, when it comes to hair weaves, which we have shows on, when it comes to how the black woman looks, why are men sitting here giving a dissertation and a history lesson on what the black woman is supposed to be, what she's supposed to represent, how she's supposed to think? And it took me back to you, and it took me back to Don, because it was like, this ain't even our conversation. What the fuck I look like telling a woman, oh, well, you shouldn't wear a weave. That doesn't look good on you. That's self-hate. That's some type of psychological deficiency that you have because you don't love yourself. What kind of convoluted bullshit is that?
It's projected self-work. Mm-hmm.
And the fact that she wears a weave or she wants to get an abortion, that shit ain't got shit to do with me. I'm not even supposed to be part of that discussion. And the reason why I brought that up is that in regards to, and I'm trying to tie this together, what Don was saying when she was saying, women, you're not ready. You're letting women make your decision. Stop with the bullshit. Don't seek validation through other people. You'll never get it.
You got to build your own fucking foundation.
There you go. Out of yourself comes
all else. I say that all the time. I'm in fucking complete agreement with the Dawn. Complete fucking agreement with that. You got to do the work. Can nobody else do shit? Don't follow me. Had I said that before, Galactic? Do you remember me saying that? Do not follow me, because if I sit down because I'm tired, what the fuck are you going to do?
Yes, I do remember that. Yes.
Stop following. Tread your own path. Yes.
And I'm going to put this on record. At 53 years of age, with everything that I experienced, and you had made a remark about professional sports. Well, I played a professional sport. I got into it. And the reason why I got into it was because it was something that I liked. And then on top of that, didn't want to pay for sneakers anymore. I didn't want to pay for, you know, apparel. I didn't want to pay for any of that shit. It took me a long time to get to that point. But I got there.
Right.
However, once I got there, I saw how cool the game was, because in that venue, that professional sports venue, there's a reason why it is so propped up in our culture, because it's advanced slavery, meaning that you can reap the rewards of your labor. However, as soon as you're not any good to us anymore, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
It's a wrap. You're done.
We're gonna put you in the kitty circus. You know what I mean? The little children's petting zoo.
Man.
Where
and
you go
after,
around from school to school to sign out autographs
right,
and shit. The children's
right,
petting zoo. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And after it was done for me, and I put 10 years in, blood, sweat, and tears, when it was over, shit, wasn't no fucking parade, wasn't none of that bullshit. And now I realize when they do give you that parade and they do give you the recognition, it's not because they like you. It's because you were a conduit for revenue.
And you a new sucker. They can get some new money off of your ass, you know? Like
there
the throwback.
Go.
You know how Disney takes shit and puts it in the vault? And they bring it out like every 10 years?
You
know? Just like that.
And I know. I know from experience. But I'm going to tell you
that's
what
terrible.
It taught. But I'm going to tell you what it taught me. Professional sports is a breeding ground. It teaches you how to be predatorial. And what it does is if you're not of the right mindset, you'll get used up and they'll throw you away. That's why you see them lash out and do crazy shit, because what they learned is that it wasn't what you thought it was. They never did like you. They only
right.
like what you did.
Yep.
They don't like you. They don't give a fuck about you.
You,
I had to learn
the
that
person.
Lesson. I had
yes.
to learn that lesson. And you know what that
you
did?
You know, Galactic, do you apply that to everything now?
Yes,
have you
I
begun
do.
To apply that to everything and everyone?
I've been doing it for the last 20, 30 years.
That's why
I don't invest in myself
willy-nilly.
Yeah, and I'm a beast out mm-hmm. there, because people don't
yep.
understand when they talk to me and they see the energy and they see the way that I speak. They're like, damn, are you just mad at the fucking world? And no, I'm not. I'm a bloodthirsty animal. I'm a bloodthirsty animal.
Shark. Shark.
I've got to feed. And all of us have to feed. That's why in vampire movies, the common theme in every vampire movie you watch, the common theme is you have to feed.
Yes.
You
and you know what, Galactic? I have said this before, and I will say it again. We live a vampiritic life. We can feel some kind of way about vampirism if we want to. But everything and everyone exists at the expense of something else. That's true. Don't believe me? We done already talked about it. These motherfuckers are taking breast milk and drinking this shit for $2.50. Meanwhile, some mother somewhere is like, what do you mean you're sold out? Oh, my God. My baby's hungry.
Oh, and I'm glad.
Animals die so
that
we can eat. Plants lose their life force so that we can eat. All of that sort of thing. Everything is vampirism. That's why it's called consumerism, consumer culture.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I wanted to add on to that. Did you know that, and you probably already know this, but I just want to share it anyway, so forgive me if I sound redundant. In skincare products, I saw a story on Tommy Hilfiger, and they have this cream that you can use, which is produced by children, male children that get circumcised. They take the foreskin that they cut off, and they make it into a facial cream.
Yes. They do it with that. They do it with women's sexual fluid. They do it with menstrual blood. They do it with the placenta. They do it with breast milk. They do it with all kinds of stuff. Every bit of medical waste is not gone to waste. Women are a multi-billion dollar commodity, which is why they're all herded off in pens. You know what I mean? And we just, that's why I opened the show saying, let us stop doing goddess shit for free. You know, that's why I talked about this whole thing with the war between women, where we've got one group of women who are invested in things as they are. We've got another group of women who are like, no, fuck that. This whole shit is screwed up. And, you know, it's a war between the two. And there's a whole lot of ignorance as well in the field. There's a lot of people who don't know that. People are going to listen to this Galactic, and I guarantee to you, somebody's going to be like, they do what with the fucking? What the fuck does she mean, women's sexual fluid? You know what you call squirting surfboard? Yeah, that's shit. I'm sorry.
And wait, let me share this with you since we're going in.
Go ahead.
Let me share
since
this
since we're going
with, in. When we have this type of psychology that is completely perverted, and the only reason why it's perverted is it goes back to everything that you talk about. It goes back to everything that Don talks about, which is very simplistic. We don't understand the origin of things. So when they flip the script, when they turn shit upside down, we have a way of thinking that this is something that's normal when it's really not. That hence you have the term perverted. By definition,
you know,
it means something that you should avert, get away from, because it
meanwhile, all the bad and the good has been inverted. You know, everything that we have been taught is bad is actually good. And all the shit they teach us is good is what's bad for us. That's why it's killing you. That's why it's got you stuck. That's why you can't figure your life out. You know, all the shit you're supposed to do. You do everything right. You dot every I. You cross every T. You don't cross the street unless you got the walk sign. All of that shit that we do. And you still get hit by the bus when you fucking cross in the right way. I mean, everything that they told us is the right way, it's split perverse. You know, Galactic, I just want to take it back to what you were saying. I kind of jumped in. As soon as you said Adam and Eve, I was like, oop, I snatched the torch out of your hand and ran with it, you know? Because whenever I hear that story, I always think of it, not think of it, but what I'm reminded of is this, repetitively. The serpent is Lilith, who we've called a demon, which is really our dark mother, okay?
Right.
And Eve was initiated by the serpentine order. She took that gift and gave it to that shit that is beneath us all and made him her god.
Yeah.
And we have been fucking warring ever since.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm gonna share something with you. I'm gonna share something with you that's really personal, because I have a lot of people know me on a personal level, and they'd be like, "Damn, dude, you be knocking over these chicks like bowling pins." Not in a literal sense, okay? Figuratively speaking, they see me out. It don't matter if she's black, white, Chinese, Japanese, Iraqi, Iranian, Soviet, it don't fucking matter. I can stop her and get into a conversation, and it's all good. And niggas look
at
me like,
don't be advertising and bragging and shit on my motherfucking show. This is the Angry Dude Radio Show.
That's not what I'm doing. The point I'm trying to make is that I'm in touch with that energy, so I can appeal and talk, and we can have discussions on a level. I don't give a fuck if you drop dead gorgeous. Bitch, I'm going to look at you in your eyes. I ain't looking at your titties.
You ain't going to be titty watching. You sure you ain't titty watching?
I'm sure.
I don't know, Galactic. Listen,
no.
As a woman.
Wait. Let me explain it to you. I'm going to give up the blueprint. Let me explain it to you. I'm going to do that shit before I talk to you.
Galactic, that's all I ask. Can we put that on record for all the men who listen, because the men do listen. Can you motherfucking thirsty-ass niggas please get a full glance before you approach her, so that way you're not standing there looking at her and we can read your mind, you know? Okay.
I've already sized
you up. I know what side you hang to and everything, you know?
I do that work. See, here's my thing. I do that work before we talk. That way, I'm not distracted. See, because once I step to you and talk to you, I'm not distracted. Now I'm focused.
Gotta feed it. You already fed that shit, that part of yourself. Now you can be all, see?
It.
I need already to feed.
So my thing is this. Once I step to you, I done already sized up the material. I done already done the math. So when I step to you, now I'm focused. I'm zeroed in. And I'm looking at you, looking at me, while I'm looking at you, looking at me. Now we got to talk. Because I'm not, you can't disguise me with the window dressing. I did that already. Done with that. I'm done with that. I've been through that chamber. Okay?
Listen, you need to start teaching. Can you start teaching these little young niggas? I'm tired. You know, by young niggas, I don't even just mean young like my age or younger than you. I mean young-minded dumbasses. Can you please, you motherfucker, who know more and are better, do something? I'm going to start cutting people. Yo, I don't even like to travel unless I am in a car or a cab, okay? I'm not doing that. I don't like that shit.
That's
look
the
at these men because it's just
it.
Such a low brow beast shit, Galactic. You know, you step out the cab, I'm going straight up. And I couldn't get a car, so I said, all right, I'm going to take a cab. All I wanted was a piece of chicken.
Let me
get through it quick. Wait, real quick. I'm going to be real quick with this. I got to get this out. I go to get some piece of chicken, all right? I'm on my period. I just wanted some chicken. I don't know why. Something about some fried chicken and some potato wedges was all the life to me. I go to my local chicken joint. I get out the cab. I walk to the counter. I'm minding my business. Some red bastard. I don't even know what he said. All I know was I gave him the stank face. Like, are you seriously? Did you speak to me? Did you really open your mouth to speak to me? And he stuck up, bitch. You know, like, I don't have the right to know that you are beneath me and not worthy of my voice. Could you teach these niggas? Teach them. I didn't even say nothing, and I got that. You know what I'm saying? Start teaching these motherfuckers, because we're not supposed to think highly of ourselves. We're not. And when we know we're better than and we don't entertain these animals, please, by all means, interject.
Let me share something with you. Okay, I'm from Pimp Country, Oakland, California. And one of the things that I loved about Michael Jackson, when you look at all the entertainers and all these people, and they talk about all the whips they got and the cars that they got, you never saw, and this goes back to what you just said, you never saw Michael Jackson driving a car. Think about
no.
it. Never.
Yep.
And
I don't
know
drive.
What?
I don't even have
what?
A license.
Wait.
I don't even know how to drive.
Wait. If I had that kind of money, nigga, what the fuck I'm driving for? I got to pay somebody to do that. What the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm driving? I have cars?
Yeah.
No, I don't need a fucking car. I got money. Drive me here. Take me there. I'm going to sip my Hennessy with my Mickey's back. That's old school.
Say that
That's
shit.
Crazy.
Say that shit.
Okay. Don't mean to expose myself. And for everybody listening, don't everybody try that, because you're not built for it. You can drink cognac with malt liquor back, and that Mickey's, that's the best malt liquor going. But anyway, didn't mean to do an advertisement. What my point
Cali
is,
and shit.
My point is that what the fuck do I want? What? Whips? Cars? Chains? Chains. Think about it. Chains.
I don't
wait.
Want that
no,
shit. No,
wait,
man.
Wait. We brag about having chains, and they used to put chains on us, and now we sing about it. Is that some retarded shit? That
is
some shit. I need to learn that. I need to learn how I get a person in chains, take them out of chains, and then make them buy chains that I'm selling.
Thank you.
and then talk
from
about
the, wait,
I got
wait. That you selling them with the gold from the mine that you took from them with three magic beans.
There you go.
Yes,
now you see how deep that game is, and you see what a trick they're playing on us. And this is why I love listening to you, because what you're doing is you've shaken the ground under these females, and you're looking at them like, what the fuck are you doing? And then you're looking at the men like, fuck you, because I'm looking at the men like, fuck you. Guess who the new woman is? Guess who the new woman is? The man. The man is finding ways to look better than fucking woman. What the fuck? Really?
And you are right on, but you are not a person who goes shopping. I don't even go out to go shopping anymore. Everything I get is made for me by people who I found who make things, so my shit don't look like nothing nobody else got on anyway. But back when I was going shopping, I went to the mall to get shoes, right? I just wanted a new pair of boots sometime in the wintertime. It was still cold and shit up here. Who knows when it was? It might have been 2 weeks ago. Anyways, it's fucking Boston. I go to the mall. I'm in the shoe section. I says, let me go over here and see what's in the clothes section. There is a fucking man. A man, like you a man, in the clothing section, holding shit up to him and twitching around, though, talking about this going to be good on me. But he was dressed like a man, you know? But he's in the women's section doing this shit. And I'm looking at this and I'm thinking to myself, how do we as women have any space that is not going to be manipulated, controlled, accessed by males? Whatever kind of male they are, whether they're males who are delusional, whatever they are, how do we ever have a space that is not touched by them? How do we fight for that? We can't even agree to have our own bathroom and get one for them. How do we have a space that's, like, free of that? So in addition to the fact that they are trying to replace us, which, fine, whatever, all of this shit was their shit anyway, take it back. Galactic, I'm sorry to tell you, but heels and all of that shit, you know, that was, you know, the eunuchs of the temple. The men who served the temple could only be members of the temple if they sacrificed that little piece of flesh between their legs so they would not be a threat to the priestess.
I'm going to give you the title of the movie. It's a foreign film. Right. It's called Farinelli. And what it is, it's about this guy that's a soprano, and he's the most popular soprano in Europe. It's basically a take on Luciano Pavarotti. However, he's a soprano. Now, the backdrop of the story is how, as a child, and they show you this in the movie, as a child, he gets castrated. And he's laying in a bathtub and he's bleeding because they cut his penis off in order for him to have a higher pitch in his voice.
Yep.
Check it out. Farinelli.
And see, truth is stranger than fiction. It really is. So when you see some strange shit, they done finally found a way to introduce the truth, you know? And I put a hand clap on that to highlight it because it is true. It's interesting, though. You know, I have resisted to just even trying to discuss the topic of transsexual, transgendered men, trannies. And I have purposely tried my damn best to avoid talking about this because there are all kinds of varied opinions. I have my understanding of this, where this comes from, its origins. I know why it's here. This is not new or news. This is not some new thing that just spun up. You know, this is now something that we have to pay attention to, whereas before we were able to beat people to fucking death and keep them in the back, you know? For me, I have a problem with men today having no respect for the feminine, no honor of the feminine, no understanding of the feminine, redirecting how we protect ourselves. I have a problem with us not having protections, not having safety. You know, one of the reasons that women have problems with the whole sharing our space with transgendered males is the threat, the very real present threat of rape. And this is one of the reasons that the eunuchs of the temple always, in a willing sacrifice, gave up that piece of themselves to take away those urges that they might have to submit or dominate over a woman. It was a loving gesture. It was not something that was perverse. It wasn't something that was punishing. It wasn't anything like that. This was a man's true love to the goddess, to the as a devotee, a devoted masculine of the temple. And these ways are lost to us. So what we're seeing now is the remembrance. You know, they call, I told Don I would write about this, the indigo, you know. And Erica Badu, Mama Badu, Badula, did a wonderful song called The Healer. I'm going to play that as my outro. And she said, they call you indigo and we call you Africa. And when I heard it, it set off like a bomb. Ooh, Jeremiah said this shit in the Bible. It was like fire shut up in my bones. It was like a fire that was shut up in my bones. And even when I repeat it, I feel it go through me again, where it helped me to remember we are just originals return. So this shit that, you know, it's been gone for a while, the souls, the spirits of those people departed from this realm until it was safe to come back, and they're coming in, ushering in new culture, and it's sick to some people, and it's depraved, and it's occurring in a very sick and depraved manner, of course, because it is out of order. There is no order here. We're in chaos. We're not even in creative chaos in this realm. We're in complete fucking chaos, and it's a whole lot of craziness that's going on. Nothing's being done rightly. People don't know the origins. Nothing is set up rightly because we suppressed and killed the divine feminine. We've gone from being divine feminine and divine masculine to wounded feminine and diminished masculine. And because the diminished masculine runs this plane, his sole effort is to keep the feminine small enough to fit into this patriarchal world. And these wounded feminines are also here to keep the divine feminine small enough to fit into this patriarchal world, which is why we've got these split factions of the goddess, these false representations of the goddess. I've talked about that again and again and again, falsified representations of priestess and oracle and shaman, all of these sorts of things. We've been talking about it. I've been talking about it. I'm making us talk about it. You're right. I have shook the ground underneath these people. I am the earth, and we will rumble. I am the earth.
Let me share something with you from a male energy perspective.
Want male energy. Wait, no. You got to edit that one. I don't do male energy perspective. You ain't got masculine energy perspective. I don't even want male energy. You keep it. I don't want the male.
Okay. Well, then you figure it out. Now I'm going to say what I got to say.
No. You speak it from the masculine energy perspective.
Okay.
You have it
all
available.
Right.
Speak it.
I'll
that's
speak
right.
It
correct
from
yourself.
The
There you go. All right. Now I'm going to show
Damn.
You. Please, by all means, proceed. Yes. Sharp.
Spoiled brat. But anyway.
That's right. See, God is always supposed to have God's way. Is that not true? I don't give a damn who you are. Listen, man.
That's why I love you.
In God's house, right. That's right. Got no choice, man. All right, anyway, your point, though.
but from a masculine point of view, I don't even fuck with these females right now because I know that they're not on their square. So I need a woman to be on her square so she can get me on my square. Now, let me repeat that. Not saying I can't get on my own square. If I understand the fact that woman is God and she is the everlasting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That shit they talk in the Bible. All that shit they taught. the motherfuckers, when they be giving praise, they're giving praise to the feminine energy. They're not
yes.
giving praise to the masculine. Somebody done played a trick on you if you think, oh, Jesus Christ, oh, God in the Old Testament. No, what they did was they disguised that persona into a man.
Galactic, I have something I would like to read really quick that would totally verify exactly what you and I have been talking about right here. This is a quote by Thomas Sankara, okay, who was president yeah. of Burkina Faso, all right?
Okay.
And it goes, there can be no proud man without a woman at his side. Every proud man, every strong man draws his energy from a woman. The endless source of virility is femininity. The endless source, the key to victories, always lies in the hands of a woman. It is at the side of a woman, sister, or companion that each one of us finds a burst of honor and dignity. You're absolutely right. That's righteous for you to say. It's not that you can't do it on your own. You can do but so much, but oh my God, I'm so glad somebody prayed for me. You know?
And
had me on
their
mind.
And I just wanted you, I just wanted you to know that that link that was put in the chat room by DH2O,
yeah,
that's my alter ego. And the reason why I put that link in is because I ran a swim team in the inner city for 12 years in Oakland, and she was the only white girl on the team, so. In that article that she wrote, she's telling you how she didn't grow up with the white folks. She grew up with the black folks, the Chinese
yep.
folks, the Mexican folks, and she was on a team that beat the white folks, and then all of a sudden, they respected her.
Yep.
All the while, when she was in the locker room with the white girl, they assumed she was on the white team and didn't know it.
Wow. Wow.
That's why
See?
I gave you that link, because I want you to read it. Now, this is a young
okay.
lady, Laura Quinn. I know her parents. I've known her since she was 8 years old. She is she's a genius mentally. She went through alcoholism, and she was doing this in high school, okay? But Oakland is a problem for that. You can't come out of Oakland and ain't done no drugs. It's not possible. That's just how we get down in the town.
Right.
That's just
O-Town.
Yeah, that's how we get out. Now, if you can come up out of that, man, you're a lethal weapon. If you can survive it.
I'm glad you shared that with me. I'm a read that.
And read it.
I'm
and
definitely
you know
gonna read
what?
That. You know,
that was,
you got
that
me
was
thinking about
me.
This.
That let me finish this. That was sent to me. And when I read it, it brought tears to my eyes. Because one of the things that she said in the article was that when we went to the city championship and we won, the motherfuckers wouldn't even announce us as the winners. It was the only time
wow.
it ever happened. They counted the score 5, 6, 7 times. We fucking left the place because they didn't want to tell us we won. We knew we won. We were like, fuck it. We're out.
Wow.
Wow. And guess what? We went back to our pool in the inner city, had a pool party, and then we find out officially we were the city champs. But they didn't want to tell us. They didn't want to tell
that's
us
some
on
bullshit.
The stage. It's reality.
Didn't want to admit to the fact. See, I know it too. And you know, it's not just an old thing. This shit didn't happen to me in my own lifetime as well. It's been a hot ass mess. We had a dual valedictorian in our school, but the black guy had like 1.0 something higher than the white girl, right? Now the white girl was my friend. So, of course, I was rooting for my friend until I found out that he had actually won ahead of her. But they let her be the valedictorian anyway. It totally fucked it up for me. I, of course, charged in. I didn't take it out on her. She had no clue. But I, excuse me, oh, my goodness, I had a hiccup. I, of course, went into the administration and said something to them about it because, to me, it just, it didn't make any sense for that. Why would you not give him his just due? Even if he won by a fucking fourth of a point, goddammit, it's still his point. Give him his point. But her mama was on the board, and they didn't want to upset the board. See, it pays the cost to be the boss.
Right, right. Yes. And here's the thing. Here's the thing in me bringing that up, and I know that you're in touch with this, and you understand this. We got to stop for shit. The time is over for that. I'm tired of black folks sitting here going, oh, well, shouldn't we have this? Shouldn't we have that? And now we got this conversation, and you mentioned it, in terms of reparations. Now, I was on a show the other day, and I brought up reparations, but I brought it up in a legal sense, and nobody could respond to what I was saying. Basically, reparations means restitution. Now, if black people want reparations based on slavery, by definition, slavery is a crime against humanity. So why aren't you going to the World Court, which is the International Justice Commission, which is a body of the UN, and presenting your case with them? Now, you got all these people, the Indians, other factions, the Japanese. During World War II, they got put in internment camps. They got money.
The Jews
the
even
got money
from this country. Yeah,
the Jews got money from this country. Everybody got money. Now, the black people are going, okay, where's our money? And I'm saying you're not litigating this on the right level. You can't do it domestically. We've been here, what, 400-plus years? And there's been no restitution. Take that shit to the international court.
Crime. Well, here's the other thing, Galactic. How do we prove exactly how many of us are or are not slaves? See, one of the reasons that they will not restore. Wait, I don't think that we do, but I think that that's one of the things they're going to throw. But part of the reason that we haven't been restored here is it's not all true that everybody here was a slave, goddammit. It's not true.
All you got to prove is a crime against humanity. Now, how the pie is divvied up, that's a whole different conversation. But the proof is there. The proof is there. Crime against humanity. Slavery. It happened. It's documented. We all know about it.
Even expand this, even outside of just slavery, Galactic. Let's take this internationally, all right, like you're talking.
Right.
Let's think about the Haitian Revolution. These motherfuckers effectively fought off slavery. For all accounts, for all roles in history, they chased the French the fuck up out of there and the Portuguese. They have been taxed to pay the French for their freedom. And they're still paying on that tax to this day. It's still embargoes placed against that nation to this day. Now, they have all the proof in the world. They've got all the movement against them in the world. Why haven't they also gone to the world court? I think we should explore this. I don't have an answer. I have a lot of questions.
I'm going to tell you why. They bottom feeders. I don't have no pity. This goes back to my training in professional sports. When you see a kill and you can get that kill, go get it. They bottom feeders. What the fuck? Okay, Haitians have been through atrocities that are enumerated throughout history. How come the situation is the way it is? It's because they don't count. Now, you can count the numbers, but it don't add up. It's that simple. It don't add up. So
now I have a question
about,
for you.
Yeah.
On
go
that.
Ahead.
On that. All right. Quick question. When it comes to the American, let's take it international. All right. The black American, the what they call Caribbean, which is all American, all of that shit is us. Okay. South American, all the whole thing, not just America as in the United States, but the whole of from North America to South America to islands in between, all right? This is a huge conglomerate of people. That's a large body that covers a whole swath of people, from so-called First Nations to Negro slaves to Brazilian black folks who are still being picked apart and all of the shit in between, everybody. How come not? How come it hasn't happened? How come that hasn't come together? How come from sea to shining sea, every nation on the fucking planet that has a representation, that has black people that have been fucked over by European white folk, why haven't they gone to the world court as a united front? See, we talk about unity, and niggas think micro. Let's think macro. Let's expand that shit a little bit. Let's stop talking about coming together against the United States government corporation. Let's talk about nation after nation after nation after nation, this so-called pan-African movement everybody got going. You ain't pan-African shit if you are not in touch with other nations for how we can truly nation build to get back what the enemy stole from us. That's what I'm talking about. If we as a – oh, my God, I almost said that fucking phrase that I hate. We as a goddamn people, and we got like 10 minutes before she cuts us off, or 8 minutes. If we – all who are Negroid, who are of color, who are of the original, are so-called coming together. We cannot come together against the great conglomerate, the great hegemony, monopoly that has been set up, the New World Order that has been set up against our favor, the way that we've been doing it. Ain't going to be a bunch of niggas getting it together. Why can't we expand that shit to the entire swath of people that this encompasses, the entire continent of Africa? Excluding the pale faces who are, you know, squatting. Squatting-ass pale faces. I don't care if you were born there. You were not originally from there unless you finally going to say that you started out black and something happened. Now, why haven't we come together against the International World Court for this?
And I can tell you why, very simply. Like Don said, we not ready.
Bottom feeders. It goes right back to what you said. Fucking bottom feeders.
Okay.
We are thinking micro. We need to unite. Nigga, you ain't fucking ready to unite with shit. Got a reprobate mind. And if you can't get it together here in America, we can't do shit nowhere else. If Haitians can't get it together in Haiti, they're not going to go to the world court. If niggas in Brazil can't get it together in Brazil, they're not going to go to the world court. It's every nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. That's what it's going to take.
Now you got it. No, wait. Now you got it. See, that shit was written for a reason. That's the esoteric level of it. Every nation under God, indivisible. Now, I challenge everybody that's listening to this show to meditate on that. Meditate on the phrase, every nation
under God
indivisible. Meditate on that. Now, once you meditate on it, then you'll see what's really going on. We ain't no nation under God. We're not indivisible. We're not none of that.
So there will be no liberty and justice for all. There will never be liberty and justice for all because we are not one nation under God, indivisible.
On top of that, I can sell you the American dream.
Yep. And part of that American dream, Galactic, is this fake-ass Father God myth. See, part of the reason that we are divisible is because we are not one nation under God. The only God of black people on this planet is the womb. We will not bow to it. We will not honor it. We will not put it back up. Lift ISIS higher. lift her up for the world to see. She said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. We don't want to lift the womb up. We don't want to restore our mother. We don't want to repair her. We want everybody else to repair us first so we can go get rims or whatever the fuck, start your business or marry your dream. You don't want to wake up from the dream. You don't want to wake up from the dream.
In closing, I would just like to say this. That is why I don't find many women who are goddesses, because based on what you just said,
they're not.
I would lift every voice. Now, let's talk about it. Lift every voice. I'm sorry. I can't do that because the voice that I need to lift that I'm talking to is not listening. I'm not a male energy here trying to fix the problem. I'm not the energy that has an answer to the problem. However, I know the source. I know the source is her. And when she's ratchet and she's doing bullshit, guess what? I'm going to be doing bullshit.
Everything else
too.
Is fucked up. And you know what? I have said that and said it and said it and said it. I said, it ain't about the men. The men are going to do whatever the fuck we let them. How about we get our shit together? They don't like it. Women don't want to be self-accountable. Oh, everybody's a goddess, but nobody's fucking responsible. You God, but you're not God enough to stand up on your own 2 feet and make something more of yourself. You only God enough to beat down another so-called goddess. That's what makes you feel God. This is the most disrespectful bullshit I've ever experienced in my life. I talked about this the other day, what happened with our pastor, and that rat bastard came in and disrespected her, but these bitches went to war over the same dick who robbed our church blind. We will go to war with each other for that dick, but anybody can come up in our house and fuck mama. We are
and you
not
know what?
Thing
you know what?
Wait, I'm
you,
not done. Hold on, I'm not okay. done. I got to get this okay. done because we're about to cut okay. it out anyway. We're almost drawn right. to a close. We all are right. not one nation under God, indivisible. Because we have forgotten who the fuck our God is. Ain't no dick on the planet gave birth to you. Your port of entry was the womb. That's our time for the day. We are
coming to you loud and clear. I'd like to bring everyone's attention.